You are listening to Miller and Moulton, exclusively on the Florida Sports Network. And now, here's Mark Miller and David Moulton.
Well, we've had a lively show, and that's just getting to the Diamond District Bonus Hour on this final day of April. You know, tomorrow is the one-third point of the year. Tomorrow's day 122. And, you know, leap year this year, so we got 366 days. So we're at the one-third pole tomorrow. I don't know. I feel like the year's moving.
You have been saying that for a while, and I keep reminding you, it's because we're old.
You know, you're right. You are. I realized that the other day. Like, you know, my daughter's birthday was yesterday, and she's a certain age. And, you know, it was pointed out to me, there. And I go, yeah, it feels like 47 years ago. And obviously, it was only a little more than half that. Yeah.
My daughter's got her birthday this week.
Right?
Double digits.
Oh, that's right. Two numbers in the candle.
That's a big one.
It's noteworthy.
10 is a big one.
It's noteworthy. I don't think it's 13. And apparently for girls, 16, for whatever reason, 16 is like it. I never understood it. Got to be honest. I mean, you know.
Well,
but the whole Sweet 16 thing, I mean, I thought it was a bracket thing in March, but apparently it's a girl's birthday thing.
Well, and if you're, you know, Hispanic, the quinceañera 15, that's a big one, you know. But 10, I remember being fired up for 10 because it's double digits.
13 was big. 26 was awful.
I got 2 years.
Come on. There's got to be a story. What?
No, why? 26 was because I had not accomplished enough personally in my head of where I wanted to be. I was closer to 30 than 20. And I felt as if I had let things slip by in the first quarter century of my life.
Gotcha. Were you a write stuff down goals guy or just in your head?
Write stuff down.
Just asking. We don't know.
I can barely write down today was a day when for crying out loud.
I know.
And I can barely read what I wrote, so writing stuff down would have been a hell of a time.
But this was before I met you, okay? I hadn't met you yet at 26, so I didn't know. I didn't know, you know, some people write down things to do, you know, goals, they post them, you know. Some people want to lose weight, put a picture of themselves up in the mirror so they see it every day. I just didn't know if you needed the visual.
I just need a doctor to prescribe that medicine so I can lose weight. That's all. That's where I'm at now. In fact, the next time I see Doc, we're going to have a long talk about that.
I understand. This is a true story. Don't know if my mom will cop to it, but I laughed when one of you said 10 was a big year. My mother has a hang up with 9. I don't know. I have no idea what happened to her when she was 9 or whatever. And my mother told me when I was 7 and I was 8, just so you know, I hate 9-year-olds.
Huh? Okay. Wow.
I know. Yeah,
it's a lot of pressure on you as a kid.
Hate 9-year-olds. So of course I turned 9, and my mom looked right at me and said, "Going to be a rough year." And so I couldn't wait till when I turned 10. I was like, "Freedom, freedom, yeah!" My mother was miserable the whole year.
I didn't know he was going to break into a George Michael song right there, and I'm happy that we got it.
Well, you're lucky that's the one I broke into. Hello.
That is the content you get during the bonus hour, right there.
So what you're saying, 10's a big one. You know what? For me, it was too, to think of it.
Yeah. And my daughter has not acted like it's a big one. I mean, she has been very reserved for it being birthday week.
Ooh. So does that mean maybe you don't have to spend as much money as you normally do? Or?
Yeah, I think.
Okay, well, is the wife willing to go along with that, though? Or is it, here's the problem we had in our house. My wife treated birthdays like Christmas. No, I'm serious. Okay, and we didn't have money growing up. I mean, we could pay our bills, but, you know, when bills were done, we had $31 left over. I mean, we did not have money, but we paid the bills, and we're living a solid middle-class life. When it came to a birthday, oh, my goodness. I mean, Todd and Jason sponsor this hour, the Diamond District. Mark, you and I did sales and what have you, the client for a long time, remember? And they may still have it, their limo.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. One of my daughter's birthdays, I cashed in my chips, had their limo. Okay, she's like nine. Her and the nine-year-olds are going down to Fort Myers Beach in a limo for a birthday party. What the heck? What am I doing?
This is the first year we're not having a birthday party for my daughter. She's had, I mean, we've gone to the ice rink. We've gone to the bowling alley. You name it, we've done the birthday party. But this year, now that sleepovers are a thing, she wants to have her best friends over and just have a sleepover.
Oh,
that's great.
So I get out of the party. That saves several hundred dollars. I'm a big fan. Sleepovers are easy. Couple of pizzas, throw some breakfast at them, you're in, you're out, it's over.
Have you gotten to the age yet where your wife kicks you out of the house and says, you know what, the girls are getting to a certain age, you should, you know, go elsewhere for the night?
No. Go out. And good luck with kicking me out of my home.
I got kicked out of my house.
Yeah, that's not happening.
I just say they got those, they had in their teens.
This is my house.
Yeah, well, I know. You did the whole Eddie Murphy thing. My house.
Okay. Roll my Aunt Fufu around in the grass.
Exactly. Now, my wife just said to me, you know, it's a little awkward. They're teens and, you know, pool party. They're going to be in bathing suits. And, you know, why don't you just leave? And I'm like, we don't have a spring home. You know, where am I going to go? It's like, yeah, I don't know. Get a hotel room. Oh, yeah. They're very affordable in April in the 239. No question about it. Okay. And so, yeah, I was in a hotel room when I found out that there was some party and what have you. Jim Tressel resigned. It was a Memorial Day weekend. They had a party over the house. I had to spend the night in a hotel room. I was in a hotel room. I found out Jim Tressel resigned at Ohio State. I went, I'll be damned. Would be nice to be home, have my own internet for this, but okay.
So
my mom just sent me a text, by the way, and said, I told you at one point you may need to find someone else to live with when I was nine. That's what she said to me at one point. She was rough that year.
There's got to be something to that.
It was 1975, for the record. I was nine for just about the whole year because my birthday's in late December. Yeah, 75, rough year in the house. Just saying. Yep. So
really upset about the Ford administration, huh?
I was going to say, I totally understood why two women tried to shoot him during that year. I totally understood it. I was getting angry myself.
Mark, do you like your daughter's friends? Like when they come over, or are you?
I love it.
Okay, I just didn't know if you.
Oh no, I'm Mr. Mom. I mean, this job's over with at 10 o'clock. My wife works much harder than I do, so I'm the one running to practice. I'm the one picking up from school. So no, I've got no problem with it. In fact, they tried to throw an impromptu play date on me after the soccer game on Sunday, and I was like, yeah, I don't care. It was the other parents like, no, we got this. Bring them all over. The more that are there, the less I have to entertain.
Yeah.
See, that everybody thinks it's work with one when she wants to do something, and there are no, once friends are there, life's easy. All I got to do is throw some food in front of them every 3-4 hours, and I'm good. Make sure no one falls to the bottom of the pool. Simple stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
And you figure one of the girls out there would let you know if somebody's at the bottom.
Right.
Too.
I mean, you know, they're not three anymore.
Right. You can still monitor the pool party from the couch. Right. Absolutely. So, Miller and Moulton, do you think, by the way, Stamkos played his last game with the Lightning? And do you think LeBron played his last game with the Lakers?
I do not think Stamkos played his last game with the Lightning. I think he's going to retire with the Tampa Bay Lightning. I think they're going to come to an agreement. He's going to take a little bit more of a discount, a little hometown discount, to finish his career with Tampa. LeBron, I mean, you know, where's the best chance of Bronny playing?
First off, I really hope the kid stays in college.
I do too, because really he's hope. Not.
Wasn't there a rumor last week that he was actually going to go to Duquesne?
Yeah.
Okay, because LeBron's buddy got the job at Duquesne. First off, that'd be a great level. He'd play 35 minutes a night. He'd be the guy, okay, you know, as opposed to coming off the bench and being a 15-minute role player guy at USC. I mean, there's no guarantee LeBron's a starter at a high major next year, besides his last name. I mean, there isn't. We don't know that yet. Okay, go to Duquesne. You start. You'll play 35 minutes a night. Go for it, man.
You'll make plenty of money in NIL, too. It doesn't matter where he goes.
Absolutely.
Right? I think – here's what I think is going to happen, though. LeBron has one more year in him. Bronny is going to go to the draft. He's going to get drafted in the second round, or wherever he gets drafted to, that's where LeBron's going to play for one more year. I thought timing of it all was kind of odd when Bronny entered the transfer portal and then LeBron that same week said, I'm not going to be around forever and all that stuff.
I think if LeBron plays one more year, he plays two. I don't think Bronny's doing the draft this year. I think, you know, for as much as it's LeBron's dream to play with his kid, it's also doing a disservice to his kid, and he has to know it. He kid's not ready for the association. Come on.
It's a disservice to the game, and he has professed his love of the game. This would be a disservice to the game. It would literally be taking the job away from someone who deserves it.
No, that's definitely true. I'm just kind of reading the tea leaves. I just feel like he...
Well, and quite frankly, I mean, you know, the Lakers would probably want to then put him in on their G League team, or though there's not going to be a G League, right?
Yeah, there's going to be a G League. There's just that G League Ignite team disappeared.
Gotcha. That was the option if you didn't want to go to college. You could go play for the G League Ignite. Jalen Green did that.
Gotcha. So the G League's going to stay in business. G League Ignite.
Yes. Ignite was the one specific team that had all the
cash.
Kids.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. Here's my thought. Stamkos is going with the Maple Leafs. They're going to blow it up, and they're going to bring him in, and they're going to put the C on his chest. And they're bringing Stamkos to the Leafs at the same time that the Rangers brought Messier to New York. Same age. And they're going to put the C on him, and they're going to say, you need to be a leader. He grew up 20 miles outside of Toronto. I think it's the only place he'd play except Tampa. And if I'm the Leafs, I am blowing this sucker up. Tavares gone. Marner gone. Who's the other one? Not obviously you can't get rid of 69 goals there.
No, you're not getting rid of Matthews.
By the way, can we talk about that? He got pulled from a game because he was sick. He's questionable for tonight because of sickness. This is hockey. Hockey. This isn't Scottie Pippen in a migraine. You know what?
Well, that's what Nylander was missing the games because of migraines.
This is hockey. Guys play with broken legs and shoulders. How sick are you? I mean, this better be serious. This better be what Trent battled. I'm like, this is hockey. How do you come back from missing playoff games because of sickness? Stamkos came out of the hospital and scored a goal to win the cup. Are you kidding?
Sums up the Maple Leafs in a nutshell, doesn't it?
If I'm the Leafs, I'm trading everybody not named Matthews that I can, and I'm bringing Stamkos in, and I'm putting a C on him, and I'm saying, teach us how to win. When we were at it, score 40 on the power play. Miller and Moulton, thanks for listening.
Welcome to the Bonus Hour, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. And now, here's Mark Miller and David Moulton.
21 minutes past the hour. Good, bad, and ugly. What's on tap today was the day when. Some final thoughts, a couple of picks, a boost, and a sprinkle. That's how we roll if you're just joining the show. The last segment, it is quite something.
We screwed up yesterday. We had bets that I wanted to make, and I didn't really explain myself enough because we should have been betting the Twins. I said I walked out of the show yesterday. I said, why are we not betting? And I didn't bet the Twins. I just didn't have the full support of the room, and that's on me for not jamming it down everybody's throat a little bit more.
Okay. In fairness, the internet where you guys were at yesterday was horrendous. I couldn't even finish the show. And now you can't lump me in with we in this case. Literally, you two ended the show. You control the money for our betting account. How is this a we? This is on you.
Fair enough, but I need the bets to, like everything on this show, it needs to be a 2-0 majority. Trent doesn't matter when it comes to the bets.
No, it can be 1-0 with an abstention. And since I was disconnected, this was a UN Security Council vote in which I abstained. So therefore, you could get it through unanimously without me vetoing it.
Then it's on me. I take full responsibility for not betting the Minnesota Twins yesterday against the Chicago White Sox.
They've won 8 in a row now. And you're right, the White Sox had won 3 in a row. Like they were really going to make it 4.
And it had nothing to do with how well the Twins have been playing. It had everything to do with the fact that the White Sox had won 3 in a row and they're not going to win 4.
And we'll get to this coming up. But we have a doubleheader today. Miller and Moulton have a tried and true system. Hasn't always worked. I think we've had 6 doubleheaders this year. 4 splits and 2 sweeps. But we bet on splits. That's what we do in doubleheaders. So you've got 20, 30 minutes in between games. Miller and Moulton pay attention. And then whoever loses the first game, we bet them to win the second because we're betting on a split. So we've got one bet we're definitely making tonight, either the Cardinals or the Tigers. We just have to pay attention to when the game ends and place the bet accordingly. The NBA bets are easy right now. The point spread in all three games is 4.5. Every team that's up 3-1 in the series is a 4.5-point favorite tonight. 2 at home, 1 on the road. If I can just get back to this for a second. If you're LeBron and your choice is to play the final 2 years of your career, Lakers or Cavs, what would you choose?
Lakers.
Yes. How about this trade proposal? LeBron re-signs with the Lakers. He picks up his option, so this way he gets – because the Lakers can pay him more than anybody else. If he opts out, nobody else can pay him what the Lakers have on the books to pay him. So LeBron can get paid. Donovan Mitchell is entering the final year of his contract once his season ends. If you're the Lakers and the Cavs, how about if I propose to you straight up LeBron at 39 for Donovan Mitchell with 1 year left on his contract?
If I were LeBron – I wouldn't let you do it.
Okay.
My business, my life is in Los Angeles. I've done everything I can need to do for the Cleveland. I have nothing else that I have to give to Cleveland.
Gotcha.
I'm a mogul. I'm not a basketball player. I am much bigger than the game. I do not want to be in Cleveland, Ohio, while things are going on in my life that are happening in L.A.
Fair enough.
It's a non-starter for LeBron. The trade on a basketball point actually makes more sense, but I don't think LeBron would ever go for it, David.
I also think he's got a better chance to win in Cleveland, though.
I do, too.
So if that still matters at all.
And if I'm Cleveland, listen, Donovan Mitchell is not going to resign. He's only going to resign if literally the places he wants to go don't want him, and he realizes, well, Cleveland can pay me more. I'll take the money. Hell, I'll just request a trade a year or two down the road, like every other NBA star. But there's a strong possibility. I mean, Cleveland's going to put the max contract in front of Donovan Mitchell as soon as their season ends, which could be by the end of this week if Orlando takes him out. And they're just going to put the wheelbarrow in front of him and say, here it is, dude. Take it or leave it. And when he goes, I don't know, then they're going to get on the phone and start trying to trade him. There aren't many guys you get equal value for.
Well,
by the way, how about Donovan Mitchell in Orlando? You talk about teams, you know, just one player away, the dimension he brings, too. What is he? He's a scoring guard. What does Orlando need? A scoring guard. LeBron. Just if you were LeBron, okay. By the way, I was a little off on Messier with the Rangers. So when the Rangers acquired Messier, he was 31. And when he won the cup, he was 34. So 33 turning 34. And so, you know, Stamkos is 34 now. He'll turn 35 next February. So Stamkos a little older, about the same wear and tear, I would argue. They both played about as long because Messier was up very young with Edmonton. So Messier played a more physical game. I think the wear and tear is comparable at these stages of their career. But I think Stamkos has played his last game with the Lightning. Unless ownership picks up the phone and calls the GM and says, yeah, I know you don't want to do it. I'm the owner. This is what we're going to do.
Which is what I think will happen.
Okay.
But you are correct in that there are teams that will pay him far more to play for them than Tampa will. He would be leaving money on the table by playing in Tampa. There's no doubt.
Thing is, I mean, I know it's a lot, and for in hockey world, it's a lot of money. Even now, $8.5 million a year in the NHL, that's a salary. You know, that's not elite, but that's the next level down. And the Hedmans and the Stamkos of the world took those 8-year deals at about $8.5 million when they knew they were leaving money on the table, but they wanted to keep the team together, and the Lightning sold them on, you know, the life in Tampa and no state taxes. And they went, okay, all right, we'll take it. And they signed away long-term, too. They could have made a lot more money if they signed a 4 or 5-year deal. Those guys all signed long-term deals. Well, Stammer's deal is up. It's his last time to get paid, man. come on. If you're the lead, if you're the Leafs, you wouldn't offer him 3 for $27 million?
Wow, that is a lot of money. That
he's
is
making
a,
8.5 now. It's a 5% raise. Okay, out of respect.
Yeah, he should be getting a 30% discount because he's old.
He scored 40 goals
and was -600.
-20, I think.
Well, what if they structure it where they front load it?
No, there is no hockey. It's just all AAV.
Okay.
It's just you can't move it around. It's not like the NFL or the NBA. Hockey, it's just here's the deal. Divide it by the number of years. That's what it counts on your cap. Boom. Next.
Gotcha.
He's a great power play player that struggles 5-on-5 now. He's worth $5 million a year tops.
He was pretty good in the series, though. 5-on-5. He was pretty good in this series against an elite team. I think they had to play him too much. That's the other thing. I think you take him to – he played too many minutes. We don't have to play you as many shifts and as many minutes during the final 3 years of your career. If I was bringing him in, I'd say you're not going to play 19, 20 minutes a game anymore. You're going to play 15, 16. And we're going to save you for the spring. Stammer had to play a ton of ice time this year just to get him into the spring.
And it does make sense for a team like the Leafs that is desperate to get, you know. I mean, we talked about it last week and we joked about it a little bit, but in all seriousness, I mean, they are desperate. They are starving. And you bring Stamkos in and maybe half of what you're paying him is just for his leadership and to put the C on his sweater. And then the other half is his actual production on the ice.
It's tough to do that. And everything you said is spot on. It's tough to do that in hockey with a hard cap. It really is.
But everybody I'm trading, if I'm the Leafs, makes more than Stammer. That's the other thing. I'm getting rid of Tavares. I'm getting rid of Nylander. Who's the other guy?
Marner.
Marner. Honestly, get them all out of here. Honestly, I don't want to see your faces anymore, you blankety blanks. Seriously.
So what you're saying is take Boston tonight.
Oh, yeah. And I hope, actually, that the Bruins-Leafs final score is what the Panthers-Lightning final score ended up being last night. Even though that was a terrific game, 2-1 mid-third, it ended up 6-1. I hope the Bruins beat them so badly that Keith is fired walking to the locker room in between the second and third period as head coach. That's how bad I want tonight to go for the Leafs. Blow them up. Break them up. You're an embarrassment. And I'm American. I don't even care about you guys.
Welcome to the Bonus Hour, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. And now, here's Mark Miller and David Moulton.
22 minutes until the top of the hour, 16 until we're out of here. Miller and Moulton, millerandmoulton.com, Miller_Moulton on X. Seth Everett will join us tomorrow. And to be honest with you, everything else is still up in the air. I think we're going to Bud Elliott on tomorrow to talk about this whole negotiation going on in Dallas about the settling the antitrust case and revenue sharing with the college football players that they're talking about doing, which apparently the SEC and the Big Ten are at the table while they negotiate. Because, I mean, let's face it, Mark, you might as well have the two conferences who have the players negotiating what they're going to give the players.
The years. Mm-hmm. Phrases I...
ago. How about 2 years ago?
Revenue sharing in college sports.
Correct. Well, think about it. Was it 3 years ago that NIL got introduced?
Yep.
And now it's just strictly pay for play. I mean, I don't even think you have to do the card show. Do you have to go to the car dealer anymore and even make an appearance?
This is much like, we're going way back, David, but what is it, One-on-One, the Robbie Benson movie from the 70s?
Yes.
And
yes,
you would love it, Trent. Old basketball movie. It's supposed to be UCLA. Young
short,
kid goes.
Short shorts, too. Okay, of the time, short shorts.
But he's the big recruit. They give him a job on campus, and he goes to show up at the job, and he goes to his boss. He says, what do I do? And turn the sprinklers on. And the sprinklers start coming on. And he goes, where do I do it? And the guy says, they're automatic. I mean, right. That was the job.
We're not asking much from you.
Right. And that's – it's pure pay-for-play.
Yeah, strictly.
But they're not employees.
No, they're not employees. I mean, you know.
Because they're not getting paid by the school. I mean, if you think about how this is working out and how the schools have gotten away with what they're getting away with and flipping the whole bill to the fans is ridiculous.
Well, it's a story that, quite frankly, we didn't talk about last week and we should have, because we're into this stuff. I mean, what Trev Alberts did at A&M a week ago, he fired a bunch of people in the administration, in the athletic department. And he said, these people did nothing wrong to deserve to lose their job. But we're getting out ahead of, we see what the future is going to be. We're going to have to reduce our costs. And he all but said, because we're going to be the ones paying the players. So we're going to have to start cutting our staff now. We can't afford, we're too big. And so Trev Albert, I laid off like 20 people and said, sorry, they're all good people. None of them, he said this, none of them deserve to lose their jobs. We're cutting the budget early.
And he just got there, right?
Yes, right. An hour and a half ago.
It's time for someone to take back this segment, if for no other reason than to stop David from talking about Meghan and Harry. Here's Mark Miller with Today Was the Day When.
1789 we start. Kind of a biggie. George Washington inaugurated as our first president at Federal Hall in New York City.
Yeah, I think we got it right.
Another biggie, 1803. We completed the Louisiana Purchase. $15 million. Doubled the size of the United States.
What a steal. Honestly, we should have a poll question one day. Louisiana Purchase, Alaska, better deal?
Man, that's a tough one. Louisiana would then be admitted as the 18th state today in 1812. 1904, David, at the St. Louis World's Fair, the ice cream cone makes its debut.
Wow. Wow. That's a big one.
That's a BFD right there.
Yes, it is. I don't know why they the arch and all, they should have an ice cream cone instead. Gateway to the Midwest, whatever.
FDR is the first president to appear on television today in 1939 to open the World's Fair in New York. Hitler committed suicide today in 1945.
You didn't leave that one for David?
Probably should have.
It was too big. It was too big. He had to take it. Usually leads all the bad stuff to me. All the serial killers, the mass deaths. But no, I mean, come on. Tough to go bigger than Hitler.
The first toy was advertised on television today in 1952. Do you care to take a guess at what it was?
Toy now.
Yes.
So it's not a board game.
No, toy.
It's a toy. Tonka trucks.
Slinky.
Mr. Potato Head.
Says a lot about America, doesn't it?
Really does, particularly in 1952. The fall of Saigon was today in 1975. 85, Bruce Smith from Virginia Tech is the first pick for the Bills.
I worked out okay.
It worked out really well. Today in 93, Monica Seles was stabbed in the tennis match. And in 2015, Jameis Winston, first overall for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Did you see the new ad that he's in? He pokes fun at his crab leg stealing past in it. Oh, you got to check it out. Go on X and find it. Honestly.
I will.
It's awesome. Are you done?
Just a couple of birthdays here.
Okay, go for it.
Isaiah Thomas is 63. Michael Waltrip is 61. Actress Kristen Dunst is 42. That's all I got.
So you said today, 93, Monica Seles got stabbed. Very quietly, the World Wide Web was launched in the public domain today in 93. www. 31 years ago today.
Kind of a biggie.
Ice cream cone?
No, I'll go with the web.
Or the World Wide Web.
I'll go with the web. Close. I do love a good ice cream cone.
Staying power. Ice cream cone? World Wide Web. Ice cream cone got an 81-year head start. You think we're going to have WWW? In 21 whatever? In the year 2105,
boy,
I've
he's
got
singing
a
today.
World Wide Web to be alive.
He's singing today.
www.potatohead.
I really feel sorry for his wife because this won't end. I mean, for the rest of us, we're done in 8 minutes. We don't have to hear it anymore.
Guillermo in the Twitch chat room summed it up. I'm fired up all of a sudden. He says, I need to fire someone today. And, you know, you're probably right. I need a good – somebody needs to get fired today. I need a baseball team, a basketball team, a hockey team. I swear, I want Keith to get fired during the handshake line tonight in Boston for the Leafs. I really do.
You've heard folks elsewhere mock Florida is gonna Florida. Well, Mark Miller sees it differently. He calls it the good, the bad, and the ugly. What you got, Mark?
All right, I struggled to find a good. So I go to South Carolina, where you have to give it up for the South Carolina man because they don't have to tell you who they are when they win lottery tickets or lottos. But he was in line at the liquor store, at the Happy Liquor Store in North Charleston, South Carolina. And the guy in front of him played his scratcher. So he decided to buy a ticket immediately after the customer did. He won $200,000. Don't you want to do that when you're... I don't buy scratchers that often, but don't you want to get behind the guy who's buying the ticket and wait for him to buy whatever it is? Give me the one right after the one he bought.
Totally.
You look like a loser. How about I buy the ticket after yours? That's probably going to be a winner, and you're going to lose another scratcher.
And imagine if you somehow knew the guy ahead of you, and he finds out that you did that.
Well, that's like at the casino. Come on now. How many times have you seen somebody at the One-Armed Bandit and they're throwing all this money? They've spent 20 minutes, the whole deal, and they didn't win bupkis. And finally, they put their last coin in, they lose, and they get up. And they're like Anthony Kim there at that LIV event. They are just cursing a blue streak. Okay? And you wait till they're just out of sight. And you sit down and you go, this machine is going to pop at any moment. And you get within like 5 coins. Cha-ching!
For the bad, we go to the Best Bud Smoke Shop in Bonita Springs, where Abraham Gonzalez tried to bust through the back door while an employee was inside. He tried opening the door with a wrench, tried opening the lock several times. Then he waited to see if anybody was going to come to the door. Said a person who owns the store next to the smoke shop. Then he tried to take a flower pot to see if there was a key underneath it. Then he tried to ram the door with the wrench, and finally he just left on his bicycle where the Lee County Sheriff's Office tracked him down and arrested him with burglary and criminal mischief. To a smoke shop. There's no weed in a smoke. What are you breaking into a smoke shop for? What are you going to do with 64 bongs?
Clearly you're not from here.
Finally, the ugly. We go to Lansing, Michigan, where an 18-year-old driver woke up to a bit of a surprise Monday morning. Not only did he pass out behind the wheel of his car, but he had a tree smashed into the front of his truck. The tree wasn't where the driver hit the tree. He continued on with the tree for at least a little while before he decided to pass out at a gas station parking lot with the tree stuck in the front of the truck.
You know, this really does sound like Lansing.
It
not East Lansing, Lansing.
Well, it could be either. That is the good, the bad, and the ugly on today, April the 30th, 2024. Just kept going. Got a tree in your truck.
How do you plead not guilty of that in court? You plead not guilty, huh? Yeah. You do know you hit a tree and you kept going, right? You sure we can't play this out, sir? Are we really going to have to waste time? What happens more quickly? The Maple Leafs coach gets fired or that guy is found guilty?
That guy close.
Oof. So there's 16 baseball games today because we got a double dip in Detroit. Only afternoon game is the first game of the doubleheader, Cardinals and Tigers. But good series going on. Yankees and Orioles battle for first. They're tied right now after Baltimore won last night. Philly saw their winning streak snapped in Anaheim. Braves are in Seattle. A couple of winning teams there. Okay, Marlins are home for the Rockies.
Yes, Marlins they are.
Seven in a row? Seven in a row. The Marlins have the worst record in baseball at 6-24, but the Rockies are a robust 7-21. Let's play. First off, the Marlins are favored. Wow. Secondly, what do we think the attendance is going to be? A Tuesday night in Miami. They did 63-76 last night, but the Panthers and Heat were both playing.
Well,
if I throw $1,500 on top of that and give you 78-76 over under.
Under.
But don't forget, if you're listening and you want to go, you can bring your instruments and you can do the all-you-can-eat deal. So go do it.
I got to be honest with you. At this point, what can't you bring except the firearm? I honestly, come on. You go, yeah. The sign, you can't bring this in. Seriously, I'm a potential paying customer. You guys are 6-24. That's 200 baseball. Can we play this out as to what that, you know, I mean, that's like 33 wins.
All right, right now, who's going to lose the most games this year? The White Sox, the Rockies, or the Marlins?
The Marlins, because they're in, the best division of the three. Although the AL Central has, you know, played well the first 30 games of the year. I think they're the only team below 500 is the White Sox.
Yeah, that division's been better than anticipated. I'm going to say White Sox. I think the Marlins have more talent.
White Sox are 6-23, Marlins 6-24. Rockies with a robust two-game lead on the Marlins are 7-21. They're on pace to win 40. Marlins on pace to win 33. So anyway, that's Major League Baseball. All right, let's get to it. You know, it's a shame tonight that the Boston Leafs game is on ESPN. And by the way, if Boston wins, last game for Jack Edwards as voice of the Bruins also, because they don't do it after the first round. Because Paul Bissonnette has just been lighting the Leafs on fire, and he's Turner, and so he's not part of the broadcast tonight. So that's a shame.
It really is, because he went off the last game on him.
Yeah. So that's a shame. But Islanders, Hurricanes, Avs, Jets, Preds, Canucks, four series that are all 3-1. The home team has a chance to clinch in three of the four series. NBA tonight, 4.5 points is a spread in all three games. Sixers in New York.
Love the Knicks. The Sixers are broken. Got no spirit about them.
Yeah, I actually like the Sixers tonight. Magic, Cavs.
Cavs.
Magic. Yeah,
Cavs. Pacers, Bucks.
Pacers. Indiana.
I'll go Milwaukee. Even though the line says that both Dame and Giannis won't play. Hey, have a great rest of your day. Hump day tomorrow.